Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we are joined by David Blair, CEO of LucyRx, an independent next-generation pharmacy benefit manager transforming the industry. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today, David.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be here.
So today, we're going to be discussing what LucyRx is, how it's revolutionizing the industry, and what it means for pharmacists and PBMs throughout the prescription drug market. So to start, can you just explain what LucyRx is and how it came to be?
Sure, Brian. So LucyRx is a pharmacy benefit management company. We provide services now to over a million members across all 50 states. We service both commercial lives and retiree lives. And LucyRx came about because of a very simple observation. The delivery of prescription care in this country is broken. And it doesn't matter whether you're looking at the individual level, right, who can't afford their co-payments. There was actually an interesting report late last year that 42% of all newly diagnosed cancer patients will run out of their life savings within 2 years of that diagnosis, right? Because they just can't afford the treatment. If you look at the employer level, they're cutting back on benefits. Even, Brian, if you think about our country as a whole, we spend 2.5 to 3 times as much on drugs per person than any other comparable country. So we just can't afford it. So LucyRx came about because we need to fix this broken prescription care model. The name Lucy is derived from Latin, meaning light, and we are illuminating paths to the most care and cost-effective solutions.
Awesome. Yeah. So diving a little deeper into kind of that model, obviously a lot of people have attention on that. So how does LucyRx's business model differ from the market leading PBMs that the industry is so familiar with? Obviously, you have your big names like CVS, Caremark, OptumRx, things like that. So kind of how does LucyRx differ from those?
Innovation, Brian. And when you think about innovation, the first thing that you think about is probably technology. And the truth is, you and I could probably jump on our phones right now and order a Domino's pizza, and we know more about that pizza from the time it went to the oven to the time it showed up at our doorstep than if a doctor had prescribed us a medication. But of course, it's much more than just tracking a pizza, right? Domino's uses advanced analytics, predictive modeling. They even know our demographic data, so they can offer us a personalized solution, right? They can anticipate what we need. And if you think about the traditional PBM model, it's just the opposite. It's reactive, right? We wait till after there's a medical event. We wait until someone's already on a prescription, an expensive drug, to take action. And so when you think about Lucy, we very much take a proactive approach with technology. But that's just a small part of the equation. Where we've spent most of our time and efforts is on innovating clinical programs. And if you were to walk around our corporate offices, Brian, you would see that we have a disproportionate number of clinicians, nurses, pharmacists, doctors on our staff, because that's where the rubber meets the road, right? We're taking care of patients. And I'll give you an example from an innovative clinical approach, right? So think about specialty medications, right? These are the drugs that typical employers, probably 50 to 60% of their spend on these specialty drugs. And the traditional model, the companies that you mentioned, they have central fill, right? They require you to buy their specialty medications from the PBM. That's an antiquated approach. There's numerous studies about how if you allow patients to pick up their drugs at the same place they're getting their care, it's more cost effective and there's better health outcomes. And so at Lucy, we've contracted with over 100 health systems, right? So these are leading cancer centers across the country so that patients can pick up their drugs right when they're leaving the doctor's office, right? It's more likely they're going to be adherent on those medications, and then it reduces costs. In fact, the Journal of Oncology put out a report late last year, 32% reduction in overall medical costs when you allow patients to pick up their drugs at the same place they're receiving their care. So that's the type of innovation that we're delivering to our clients.
Yeah, that's really great. I love the analogy with the dominoes, and also kind of those statistics, they don't lie. So reimbursement and kind of drug prices is a very apparent issue, and that might be a big issue for some of your clients, but can you summarize the common challenges that your clients have when they first approach LucyRx?
So the Brian, typically it is frustration. Their drug costs continue to go up. They don't understand why. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on we hear GLP-1s a lot, right? So these are the drugs that can help with weight loss. Because these are very expensive medications. They're popular. People, they're seeing them on TV, they want them. Employers are in a tough labor market, and so they need to attract talent. Employees are shopping around, it's like, okay, which employers are covering these drugs? So the employers are frustrated with their drug costs and they're confused, right? So the traditional PBM model is like a black box of pricing. They don't understand it. So the first thing we do when we sit down with clients is we talk about the difference between price and cost, right? So what's the price of a pill versus what's your drug cost? And if you, I'll share with you this analogy. So if you were trying to buy, gasoline, you'd probably go to ExxonMobil, right? No one, sells more, gasoline than ExxonMobil, and that'd probably be the cheapest price. But Exxon might put you in an SUV that's going to cost you more miles per gallon, right? So at Lucy, we talk about, okay, what's your cost, right? Because if like another typical model of the traditional PBM is mail order, so they want your patients to buy drugs through mail order. And that might be a little bit cheaper, but their traditional PBM model is they send out refills every 60 days. So they're sending out 90 pills every 60 days. And Brian, you don't need a calculator to figure out the amount of waste that is in that. And so at Lucy, we have contracts with leading providers like Amazon, Walmart, that can deliver meds next day via mail. And so we can reduce our employer's cost by 30% at mail. So we talk a lot about the drug cost versus the price per pill. And that's why our clients are, realizing the savings versus the big three PBMs.
Awesome. Yeah, that differentiation is not necessarily always talked about. Cool. So we know that the current status quo in the PBM industry has resulted in these declining reimbursements and increased difficulty to access. What are some examples of how LucyRx has made a positive change amidst these ongoing challenges for both patients and pharmacists? Maybe some client feedback or any examples that you've kind of seen.
Well, Brian, I mean the pharmacist, right, is one of the most trusted resources in our healthcare delivery system. And they're probably one of the most underutilized resources because of the reimbursement models and the antiquated regulations. We need to do a better job leveraging their experience, right? Because they're a trusted resource. And particularly when you start thinking about the shortage in primary care physicians that we're facing as a country, we need to better benefit from what a pharmacist can offer. So at LucyRx, we've recently announced a program to work with those pharmacists that are in pharmacy deserts, right? So today, there's roughly 16 million Americans where there's only one pharmacy within 10 miles. And if those pharmacies were to go out of business, that's going to be a real negative health impact to those communities. And so we do at Lucy, one, we reimburse those pharmacy deserts more money. We pay them additional fees for dispensing those scripts. But we also promote community-based health initiatives, things like vaccinations, health screenings, preventative maintenance, because we need the individuals, our members, to recognize that that is a health center that they can go to for advice. And then lastly, we advocate for legislative reforms. And some starting to get on the bandwagon here, Brian, and changing the laws about what pharmacists can do, whether that's prescribing certain medications or getting reimbursed for medication therapy management. Those types of things are really important to embrace the pharmacists as part of the equation versus, I think the traditional model has just, as it has, not paid attention to the skills that they can offer.
I'm glad that you touched on kind of everything that not only your company is doing, but pharmacists can be doing, the legislation and bringing humanization back into care with pharmacists and their abilities. That's really great. So I think this has been a great discussion so far, kind of highlighting how LucyRx is really changing the industry amidst kind of all these ongoing issues and discussions. But what are your overall hopes for the future of LucyRx and for the pharmacy benefits market as a whole?
So my hope, Brian, is for Lucy and other like-minded companies to reimagine the delivery of pharmacy because we simply can't afford it, right? We're going from a $500 billion spend as a country to $1 trillion, over the next, 6 or 7 years, and we can't afford it. And so my hope is that companies like Lucy will really reinvent the way pharmacy is delivered. And so whether that's what I described around the specialty, right? Delivering specialty, driving better health outcomes, really opening up the black box of pricing. So much of the decisions that are made in our business around drug manufacturer rebates. And it's really the tail wagging the dog, where you see employers and health plans making decisions based on rebates, which is really nonsensical, right? If you're getting a big rebate check, it's probably because you spend too much on the front end. And so educating the employer, say, okay, this is actually what's driving your drug cost. So don't just focus on the big rebate check, because that's the price, right? When I would give you that analogy earlier, focus on the cost. And I think working together and engaging all the stakeholders, we talk a little bit about the pharmacists, but also the prescribers, because we know that doctors want to do the right thing, but they don't have all the information. So another thing that we do at Lucy is we empower the physicians with the information that they need, so they know what the cost of, let's say, Humira is versus the biosimilar. And so if we all work together, engaging those stakeholders, there's no doubt we can fix this broken system and deliver better health outcomes to our members.
Awesome. I think that's kind of the perfect way to cap this off. It's really awesome to see the work that you guys are doing and the passion that you have for kind of these issues that definitely need to be solved. And also, kind of just wanted to mention that it's a nice perspective. You have such great insights compared to other perspectives. A lot of people talk about legislation and how that's kind of the only thing that can really change this issue. But with things like LucyRx, there's other ways to be innovative and to really change this issue and kind of fix the broken market.
That's right, Brian. I often say you don't need to wait for Congress to act. You can already get the changes that you want with LucyRx.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Brian. Very much appreciate it.